When our shul decided to participate in the Yesh Tikva Infertility Awareness Shabbos, I didn't know we would be holding a Shalom Zachar last night and naming a baby this morning. But in a sense, that uncomfortable confluence is exactly why we are having this Shabbos. So much of what we do as Jews celebrates children, and with good reason. But it can create a difficult environment for the approximately 17% of people who do not enjoy that happy mazel. We announce and celebrate births, Shalom Zachar, Bris, Simchat Bat, and so on. We hold youth events, parent-child events, and school Shabbatonim here in Shul. In our homes every Friday night, we give our children brachos at the start of the meal, and we decorate our homes with pictures of and by our children. On Simchas Torah, we make children the focus of our dancing, we distribute candy, we call up the children for a cumulative Kol Hana'arim Aliyah. On Purim, our children dress up and go on parade. On Yom Tov, we stand with our children for Birchas Kohanim. Beyond our community activities, the Torah itself can be difficult for that 17% of people who are struggling to conceive. It can make them feel judged and criticized. Look at our mitzvos. Hashem's first bracha to humanity is Pru'u Revu, that we should be able to produce children, and we count it as the Torah's first mitzvah. Gemara says that after a person leaves this world, they will have to answer six questions, and one of them is whether they tried to produce children. The Torah emphasizes mitzvos involving children, like Vihigadat Levincha and the four children of the Seder. We daven for Zaracha, Vizera Zaracha, descendants who will carry on our Masorah. Look at our stories. The Torah describes righteous people who davened and cried for decades, and then Hashem gave them children, Sarah and Avraham, Rivka and Yitzchak, Rachel and Yaakov, Chana and Elkanah, giving the impression that righteous people get happy endings. And the Torah presents painfully difficult cases of people who are punished by Hashem by not having children, leading to the awful possibility that someone might take that personally as a statement about their own situation. Even though a Gemara explicitly states that having children is about mazel rather than merit, it's easy to lose sight of that one Gemara in the shadow of so many other sources. Look at our own parsha, which begins, "When a woman conceives, ki tazria," carrying a subtle message that conception ought to be inevitable. Our cultural focus on children and the Torah's messaging can lead people who cannot conceive to feel both isolated and judged. Of course, for similar reasons, our culture can be hard for people who are single or who are attracted to the same gender. They deserve a drasha too. But right now, we're raising awareness about infertility, its challenges, and what we can do for people who are facing this. Our communal focus on children is beautiful. I love holding story time for the kids. And our Torah is beautiful. But we need to do something. And the Torah insists we do something for those who want to produce children and cannot. Not as tzedakah, not to be patronizing, but because we have a natural urge and a halachic imperative to alleviate and share others' pain. Here's a disconcerting fact. In most jurisdictions in North America, there is no requirement to take positive steps to help others, no duty to rescue someone from danger, unless you created the danger or you have some kind of special relationship or responsibility for them. The Torah is very different. It commands us explicitly, Lo sa'amod al dam reyecha. It is a crime to stand by while someone else is in trouble. This mitzvah imposes on us an imperative to actively help. Beyond not taking others' property, we must try to restore it to them. Beyond not causing others to stumble in sin, we have a mitzvah of tochacha, helping people to avoid sinning. This duty is captured in the maxim, Kol Yisrael Areven Zet Lazet, meaning that we are guarantors for each other. But not just any kind of guarantor. As Rav Baruch Ber explained in the name of Rav Chaim Brisker, we are a particular kind of guarantor, known as an Arev Kablan. When someone borrows money, a standard Arev, a standard guarantor, becomes responsible to repay the debt only if the borrower defaults. It's really the borrower's responsibility, and the Arev agrees to backstop it if need be. But an Arev Kablan is a different story. An Arev Kablan accepts the debt as his own from the beginning. This person shares the burden. The lender can claim the money from the Arev Kablan even without demanding anything from the actual borrower. Rav Chaim contends that this is our relationship with each other. We accept their obligations and burdens as our own. We are truly nosei ba'olim chaveiro, carrying the load alongside others. Our first step in carrying that load is sur meira, do no harm. Just as we are commanded not to harm people by taking their property or by causing them to stumble in an avera, So we have a biblical law of onas devarim, not to say things which will hurt their feelings. This is the do no harm imperative. Yesh Tikva has produced some practical suggestions to help us avoid onas devarim when dealing with people who are facing infertility. Here are four excerpts. You can find more online. I apologize in advance because I think a lot of this is likely obvious to everyone here, but first, don't assume people are dealing with infertility. Even if they have no children or there is a large gap between children, there are many possible factors. Second, don't force the conversation. Let people who are dealing with infertility determine how and when to discuss their situation. If they do share something, listen, offer a hug or any other gesture of love and support you both are comfortable with. After they have shared their story, don't bring it up every time you see them. Play it by ear. If you have experienced infertility yourself, it's okay to mention that a little and see if they take it further, but don't bring it up regularly. Third, don't try to show them that life isn't so bad. It's often better to listen and validate than to try to paint a rosier picture. Saying, at least you have a spouse who loves you, can sound like diminishing the magnitude of their pain. Fourth, don't give advice unless they ask for it. This includes advice on conceiving and certainly asking them if they have considered adoption. But to be an Arev Kablan means to move beyond the first step of doing no harm, to share the weight they carry on their shoulders to the extent possible, to embrace people who have felt isolated so that we are together with them, to make sure they are not alone, and to make sure they know they are not alone. Yesh Tikva offers advice on ways we can be an Arev Kablan, how we can reach out proactively to help people who are dealing with infertility. Again, these aren't magical new ideas. Ask to spend time with them, like going for a walk. Check in from time to time, especially before Yom Tov, but in a way that allows them time and space to figure out how to respond and even whether to respond. Maybe an email with the subject line, no reply expected. Invite them for a Shabbos or Yom Tov meal, making sure the company and conversation will be comfortable for everyone. Invite them to your child's simcha without pressuring them to attend if they decline the invitation. If you think it will be received well, offer them kvater at a bris, carrying in the baby, which is supposed to help people produce children. That's gracious. But ask them in private, in advance, and not in a pressured moment that morning, so that they can decide whether they want to do this. Most of us are not in a position to solve someone's infertility, but we can help people who are dealing with it feel less isolated, as an Arev Kablan for them. And there is one more thing we can do. We can daven for them. If you have names of people who are dealing with infertility and you can share them with me for my davening, please do. All of us can daven for others every day. And we'll do that now with a special tefillah on behalf of people who are trying to have children.